I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bregno from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got the coach, Lindsay Parry, with us once again. And today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, sleep, and the importance of sleep when it comes to training. Lindsay, how's it? Good to have you on.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done this for too long, so I'm glad we're getting started again. And we'll make sure that they are nice and regular.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay, I'm pretty excited as well because we've got a new partner that we're working with here on Run, and we've got a sponsor for the podcast. And today it's brought to you by simply.co.za. Get great value life, disability, and funeral cover combos with a quick online sign up at www.simply.co.za/coach-parry. For you, your domestic worker, and your business employees, no bloods, instant cover, all online. Simply is a financial services provider. 47146, terms and conditions apply. Make sure you head over to simply.co.za/coach-parry to find out more. Lindsay, today's question is about the importance of sleep and the role it plays in training. How important is it? I mean, some of us have hectic lifestyles and we've got to train, and if we get 6 hours sleep, we're lucky. And as a component of training, is it its own component? And talk to me a little bit about sleep optimization. How can we get the best out of our sleep?
Yeah, so this is a really fabulous question. And I always talk about, recovery being one of the non-negotiable pillars of recovery of training, and making sure that you get to the next workout able to do it without breaking down with injury, without getting sick. And sleep really plays a pivotal role in recovery. The two most important components for me of recovery are sleep and nutrition. Sleep and rest go together, but again, the most important component of that is sleep. Now, you've already touched on something quite important, and that is that in the modern lifestyle, sleep is actually quite hard to come by. The number of hours of sleep, but very importantly, the quality of sleep that we have is particularly poor. So I like to encourage people to make a few small changes which will go a long way to impacting recovery. So, you know, for me to sit here and say that we should all get 10 hours of sleep a day, people are already starting to chuckle and they're probably turning off, because what's the point of listening any further? So for me, it's about saying, right, let's look at how long we do sleep for. And when we're training for a specific event, particularly in those kind of 6 to 8 weeks of peak training that we do around 10 weeks before we go into the event, prioritize sleep and try and get 30 to 60 minutes more than we'd normally get. So that little bit more will make a big difference to our recovery. However, what will make even more of a difference is when we go to sleep and how we prepare our sleep environment. So the earlier you go to bed, the better. And again, that's often for people quite a difficult thing to do. And I'm not asking people to get into bed at 8 o'clock at night. However, understand that the later you get to sleep after 10 o'clock, the more compromised your hormonal release becomes. And it's actually the release of hormones while you sleep that is what primes the body for that recovery while we are sleeping. So after 10 o'clock, we start to eat into that hormonal release, and it becomes more and more stunted. And if we're climbing into bed regularly after 12 o'clock, then we are seriously compromising our body's ability to release growth hormone, testosterone, and therefore to enable us to recover much better. And the second part of that is then to say, well, when we're sleeping, how can we ensure that while we're asleep, we have the best quality of sleep? And that is by keeping what we call a hygienic sleeping environment. And that doesn't mean you should be clean, although that does help us sleep better when you are clean. But that's more a term to say we need it to be dark. So the darker the room, the better the quality of sleep will be. Cool is much better than hot. Cold is better than hot too, but cool is really what we're aiming for. We sleep really well when it's cool. And we don't want flickering lights, flickering cell phone, beeping cell phones. Keep the cell phone, red light that's on a TV in your room, keep that sort of thing out of your room. And then very importantly, in the run-up to sleeping, try to limit the amount of time you spend on blue light. So blue light comes from things like TVs, laptops, cell phones, iPads. So in the 30 to 45 minutes before you go to bed, try to stay away from those things, read a book, but really just try and let your mind quieten down, get rid of that blue light. And if you do those three things, go to bed a bit earlier, nice hygienic sleeping environment, and have a nice run up into your sleep, then you will optimize the amount of the time you've got available to you. You will optimize that.
Brilliant. Yeah, Lindsay, it does make such a big difference, and people play it down, but it, if you can get it right, gee, with regards to, and it's not just your training, but as you say, your recovery as well, because that's where a lot of it gets done. I think it is vital. We're back again in just a couple of days' time with another edition of Run. Thank you very much to our sponsor, simply.co.za. If you would like to find out more, what they do is amazing and really, really easy as well. So go check it out. simply.co.za/coach-parry. I got some special info there for you. So that's simply.co.za/coach-parry.